Queridas, queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, once again, forgive me, but once again I hear this gospel, and my mind goes back to some very marvelous, memorable moments of fishing with my dad as a young kid. I've said it before, but it comes back again, because it's right on target, I think. Out on Lake Michigan, on a Friday night in July or August, first of all going out looking for night crawlers in the backyard, and then out very early before sunrise, out into Lake Michigan, beyond the breakwaters, with my dad as a friend, not a disciplinarian. I might have been 10, 11, something like that. And in a context where we waited for the fish to bite and talked about all kinds of things, and he revealing himself in a way he never did at supper, talking to the family or the kids, talking about the pressures at work, talking about his frustrations or the things he really enjoyed doing when he went to work every day, his worries, his concerns, the future, the present. I mean, they were wonderful, memorable moments. Times when, in those contexts, our guard is down, we reveal ourselves. And that happens in the course of life, but this fishing story brings it all back in a very sharp and focused fashion for me. Times when we're among friends and say what we really think or feel. Times when we use words when we think no one is listening, so it doesn't matter. Times when we're angry and lose control and say what we really think. I mean, those are all moments when we sometimes reveal ourselves to ourselves. Well, that fishing story always takes me back to those very precious memories. This morning's gospel is an add-on. You may not have caught that, but as a matter of fact, earlier in the gospel we were told that Jesus revealed himself at the wedding feast of Cana when, you know, at the prodding of his mother, he wanted to respond to the potential embarrassment of the couple. He revealed himself in responding to embarrassment. And also he revealed himself, the Gospel of John says earlier, in curing the official's son who was at the edge of death. He revealed himself in caring about that family, that man, that son, that kid. He was moved by embarrassment or grief. He revealed himself. And now, this add-on, because at the end of the 20th chapter, the gospel finishes, a little conclusion, a couple of verses that sum it all up. But now, the early church said, well, wait a minute, there are a couple more things we really do need to remember. Making breakfast for hungry fishermen. We need to remember that. He revealed himself by doing that too. By giving Peter a chance to say how terribly sorry he was, because the denial had been secret. And now here it was, very public, giving Peter the chance to say, I'm terribly sorry. Not just once, but three times. Because the gospel wants to make a point that he denied Jesus three times. So let's kind of finish this business. And then John felt he still had these things to say about the Eucharist, about bread and fish, the symbol, early symbol of the Eucharist. The Greek word ichthys, every single letter stands for a word. It was a profession of faith in the early church. Jesus Christ of God's Son, Savior. Ichthys. So John wanted to remind the disciples that it wasn't just fish. It wasn't just a meal. It was Eucharistic. He wanted to remind the disciples about the necessity of forgiveness, about extending forgiveness, about having the opportunity to ask for forgiveness. all the way through life, all the way through history, again and again. We all need that. We need to hear it. We need to say it. And then there was that important moment about mission. Somewhere in the course of the last week, I read that 153, I never knew what to make of that number, but some commentator suggested that, as a matter of fact, in the first century, they thought there were 153 different kinds of fish. So it wasn't the number that was the issue, it was the universality, going out and pulling in every single kind of fish you could imagine. And it was missionary. I guess the point is that Easter isn't simply Easter with dyed eggs and ham and new clothes. It isn't Easter without a renewed sense of being sent, chosen and sent. It's not Easter unless we have some kind of experience of wind in our hair, of being sent. It's not Easter if we don't have an appreciation for urgency, not just to talk about the risen Lord, but to work at the creation of a new and different and better world. Then it's Easter. And until we get that sense of mission and, you know, energy that sends us forth to change the world in which we live and to which we are sent, it isn't Easter yet. And in a very real sense, God says to each of us, do you love me more than these? And it became important to me along the line as I thought about this years ago. Jesus didn't ask Peter if he loved him more than the other disciples loved him. That wasn't the issue. Do you love me more than these? It's not, do you love me more than those guys over there? No, Peter would never allow himself to be pulled into that, nor would Jesus ask him, because Peter knew only too well his weakness. The real point was, Peter, do you love me more than this whole profession that you've had all your life of fishing? Do you love me more than that? Are you willing to make a new break in your life in some way so that it all looks different and that you are different? And that you're poised to make a difference in the world. It's the whole familiar rhythm of life that Jesus asks Peter whether that's important, most important, or not. You know, it's almost like suddenly being retired and forced to establish a whole new pattern of life. That it's not just 9 to 5 anymore. And even if it is and includes an element of 9 to 5, an approach to the world in which we live that changes everything. And God asks us, are we ready to have our whole life turned upside down and to be sent to make the world a different and better place in everything we do? That's really what this gospel is all about. And it's an invitation, and it's a command. And it's an opportunity to make sure that the 50 days of Easter are really life-changing and not just something else that we have to do because it's the right thing to do. Life-changing. Do you love me more than all of that? Peter said, I do.